As one listener was pointing out, all the sweeter for the rabbit that I actually had to get out of the car to chase out of the road. But I really, you know, I didn't want to kill a bunny. And here on the Morning Brief is Deb Hutton, former senior advisor to two premiers, also hosting on The Rush this afternoon. Nice to have you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, John. I'm laughing about your rabbit story because I think it's early enough I can tell this story. We were going to an Easter egg hunt on the Saturday of Easter a number of years ago. The girls were probably, you know, 2 and 8, so young. And we have a long laneway at our farm in Niagara and bunnies all the time in the side. One of them ran out. We thought we hit it. And I said to Tim, how are we going to tell the girls we killed the Easter bunny?
Oh, dear.
The good news is I looked back and the thing was still running down the lane. Oh, but, oh, my God, there was a moment of terror for both of us.
Because I will take evasive action to avoid killing animals. But I still remember I was driving in Montreal and there was a squirrel. And so I swerved and drove such that it would go under the car but not the wheels. And unfortunately, I think I took him out with the axle.
Oh,
okay.
Well, and that's dangerous, John Moore, to do that. What if there was somebody right beside you?
Yeah, no, but you know what? I have been through training for, like, how to change lanes to get around a car wreck without getting into trouble. But anyway, listen, let's get to the Umar Zamir trial. And it's not like anybody's going to rejoice that, you know, well, a cop killer got away with it. No, the evidence is suggesting, and all the stuff we've learned that the jury never heard supports the idea it was a horrible accident. And even the judge doesn't think he's guilty.
You know, it's interesting. When I read the story, I thought maybe the judge had gone too far, not being a lawyer, not knowing anything about the sort of ins and outs of a trial. I thought, oh, my goodness, is this the judge saying too much? But apparently it isn't. But, man, I don't know how you could be a juror and not think you've been given direction to at least acquit on first degree. Now, I also didn't realize that you could drop it down as far as manslaughter as well. And so that, I guess, will be one of the decisions the jury will take a look at.
Yeah, I think we may get a verdict as early as today, actually, Deb, because, you know, jurors are people and they want their weekend, but we'll find out.
Yeah, true.
Interesting column offering that Toronto may be losing its reputation as one of the world's cleanest cities. That doesn't surprise me at all. The overflowing trash bins, the way parks look, the encampments. This ain't Switzerland.
No, but, you know, I don't spend as much time downtown as many people do. We come down to the station, which certainly is downtown, and walk around that neighborhood. I don't think it's as bad as some people point out, but again, I'm very limited in where I go in the city. For me, the reason I don't love being downtown, quite honestly, and perhaps harshly, but is the massive amount of homeless people. And so the smell of urine on the streets and the parking garages and, quite honestly, bodily fluids on the streets, those are the things that bother me more than anything. I don't see the overflowing trash cans to the same degree I did even a year or two ago. I think coming through the last mayor's by-election shone a light on that, and I feel as though that there's been some movement with the contractor that is supposed to take care of our garbage cans. I could be wrong, and I'm sure there are parts of the city that perhaps are still very dirty, but for me, the focus for our governments have to be on addressing the encampments and the homelessness issue, because that is what makes me uncomfortable and sad about the city.
Yeah, I still don't think we've reached any critical mass there, because it just seems that we heard, right? We were talking about this, I think, last week, that the encampments have actually doubled over the last year.
Yeah, but that, if you live in one of those neighborhoods, or you pass by one of those neighborhoods, or you try to use the park in one of those neighborhoods, that's not acceptable to me in this city. And again, if I have a complaint about the general state of our Toronto, it's that.
Google workers, not all of them obviously, but some Google workers staged a protest this week because they're upset that Google has a software deal with the Israeli government and military, and now Google has fired 28 workers. Any sympathy for the workers?
Not a dime. Like, honestly, if you don't like what your worker stand, your employer stands for, you don't like what they're doing, you know, make your case in a rational, professional way. And if you still don't like it, then you're going to have to find another job. And disrupting other people from doing their job, disrupting a business, honestly, you deserve to be arrested and or fired.
The Kennedy family, all of it, has endorsed Joe Biden over one of their own family members. And I don't take a political interest in this story. I'm more interested in how politics can divide families. Now, you and Tim are kind of a power marriage of two conservatives, so I don't know if you disagree about much, but in some families, I guess it's a struggle.
Well, don't we all have one of those relatives like Robert Kennedy Jr.? I mean, there's always somebody, quite frankly, that's a crackpot in almost every family. So no surprise, this is obviously far more high profile than most families and their disagreements. We've always said we figured one of our girls would become a socialist, just as a backlash to our politics. Although I will say, I thought it might be the youngest one, who's now 10, but she has become, quite honestly, a bit of a challenge in school because of her very strong right of center views in grade four.
Really? What kind of right of center views surface in grade four?
Well, her teacher isn't exactly on our team when it comes to politics. And so she is pushing back to the point where we had to speak to the teacher because she disrupted a prayer one day. But that's a story for another discussion.
I will look forward to hearing it. OK, so Leafs versus Bruins, game one tomorrow. Cathal Kelly just taking a merciless tack on this and saying it's all over but the shouting.
Well, you found something that divides the Hutton Hudak household. Tim's okay. A Boston Bruins fan.
Really?
Yes. He grew up in the era, not in Toronto, of you know, the Bruins in their big, big heyday, and watched it with his dad, and has been forever a Bruins fan.
Interesting stuff. Okay. Well, and what's interesting is the one thing that a Montreal Canadiens fan and a Toronto Maple Leafs fan can share is a hatred for the Boston Bruins.
There you go.
Okay.
You can watch the game with Tim.
Taylor Swift coming out with not just an album, as it turns out. I think at 2 a.m. this morning we learned it was a double album. And apparently your girls were absolutely consumed by this.
Well, the youngest one. So she asked us when we were going out for dinner last night if she could stay up till midnight. She said, what time's bed? I said, 8:30. She said, can I stay up till midnight because of Taylor Swift? So the younger one, as the older one was when she was the same age, is really obsessed with Taylor Swift. So we will, after I get off the morning brief, John, we will download what we need to download and wake the girls a little bit early this morning for school to Taylor Swift's new album.
There you go. I mean, she's an interesting figure as a businesswoman. You know, set aside the fact that she's a pop star, as a businesswoman, she is totally in control of her industry.
I know. And last night, during the crossover from The Rush, when Jim Richards joins me, he doesn't know anything about Taylor Swift.
I was
shocked. Yeah, I was shocked. He's like, what, Shake It Off? I was like, yes.
Well, I must say, in our household, we ask people, you know, to take a side, Taylor Swift or Katy Perry. And we're Katy Perry fans.
You can't be both.
I suppose you could be, but it's kind of like Rolling Stones versus the Beatles. You know, you've got to pick a lane.
You do, and it should be Rolling Stones. I would just say he accused me of being a Swiftie, and I said, I like her music, but it's not something I put on when everybody else is gone and I have control of the Sonos.
Yeah. For me, it's Bill Evans. But anyway, thanks a lot, Deb. Looking forward to hearing you this afternoon.
Have a great day, John.
That is Deb Hutton on The Morning Brief, and as mentioned, she'll be in this afternoon.